top of the afternoon. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is officially July. So, last week I did not do an episode, but this week is going to be a pretty crispy episode. So, let's see. Happy July, first of all. It's finally Cancer season. I am a Cancer, and my birthday is actually next Monday, July 15th. If you guys want to send me something, you know, you can find my Cash App on social media. That's greatly appreciated. Anywho, let's get started with this episode. So, if this is your first time joining in, welcome to MJ Friends Blog. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. Now, if you've joined me before, welcome back. I appreciate you joining. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, talk about the podcast so we can get our followers up, because I'd greatly appreciate that as well. Let's see, what's new, what's new? Well, with my parental life, my baby is now teething. Last night he kept me up all night. Not only did I have a long day at work, but I came home and he was just aggravated to the max. And I'm just thinking, is he constipated? Is something wrong? What did they do to him? And comes to find out, he's teething. So yes, if you hear little Eli in the background, that's what's going on. And side note, I learned something new. A girl that I know, one of my coworkers, previous coworkers actually, I was looking for remedies for like baby's teething, and because I don't really like to give babies medicine because I personally don't take medicine or anything like that. So I'm thinking like, what can I give him to soothe him and calm him down without antibiotics or any medicines or anything? Which a couple months ago, when did we go to the doctor? 4 months ago, his 4 month checkup, we did go to the doctor and they were saying pretty soon he'll start teething, it's gonna hurt him, and they recommended I get Tylenol, which I do have Tylenol, but I wanted to try other things first. So some things I did try was some vanilla extract in the gums. I tried massaging his gums, giving him frozen or cold teething rings, which he really didn't know what to do with. He lost his appetite. Now he's just looking at me. He lost his appetite for a little bit. And so, yeah, one of my coworkers, previous coworker, she recommended that I give him a frozen waffle. And guess what? It worked. I'm so happy to get some peace and quiet around here. And yeah. So I don't know if you can tell by my voice, I'm catching on to a summer cold, which is the worst because it started off as a really dry cough. So I'll definitely get my oils and essentials together to get myself back in the groove. But in this instance, baby comes first. So what else is new? Well, I started a new side hustle last week and had to end it this week because it didn't correlate with my flying schedule, which is really a bummer because it would make me a lot of money. But what's more important than money to me is being able to see my baby and spend quality time with him. And he's in his precious moments right now, and I know I will never be able to get those back. So had to cut that short, literally 4 days, cut that short. What else? Let's see. And we are back. So, what I wanted to talk about this episode is us being in July, us being in month 7. We are officially past that halfway mark. 12 months in a year, we're on month 7. Where are we with our goals? Where are we as far as our accomplishments? Are we achieving what we wanted to achieve? Are we striving? Are we thriving? Are we crossing goals out? Are we creating new goals? This is the time I feel like we should be reviewing what we said we were going to do. Are we doing what we said we were going to do, or did we start lacking? Because I believe that a lot of people about halfway there or a little bit after halfway, around this time, people start to give up. They give up on themselves. They give up on their goals because it's too hard. This is not what I thought it was going to be. This isn't what I anticipated to be. I didn't expect to be working towards this long. I don't know if I really want it. Excuses, or life happens. Things come up. Well, I can't do it anymore because of this, because of X, Y, and Z, because I don't have this amount of money, whatever. Make it happen. These are your goals, and it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to cross out those old goals and create new ones as long as you're replacing them consistently. I feel like that's more important than not having any goals at all. like I said, I feel like after the halfway mark, people become complacent. People become satisfied with what they've already achieved, and they feel like they don't have to do it yet. But remember, you're your biggest critic. You're the one that you're trying to impress. You have to achieve these goals for yourself. That's the reason why you created these goals. That's why you wrote them down. And let's not forget that. We don't want to disappoint ourselves. We want to be happy with ourselves. We want to accomplish things. We want to live better. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of that. All of your goals, you should still be creating more, adding new ones, whatever you have to do to keep moving. Don't become complacent in what you've already set. Once you're done with your goals, create new ones. If you can't accomplish the goals that you created, okay, that's fine. Create more. Create something that you know that you can accomplish. And maybe you don't have to cross that goal out because you don't feel like you can accomplish it. Just put it further down the list, like, okay, eventually I'll get there, because you will. You just have to be confident and positive and speak it into existence. One thing that I started a new side hustle last week, which I had to quit this week. Which I did talk about that in the first portion. I was upset because I had to quit it because it's something I was determined to do, I wanted to do, but I also wanted to spend more time with my baby, and I feel like family comes first. Family is more important than money. Family is more important than anything to me. So one thing that I was learning during the week of training was writing down your goals. If you see it every day, you're more likely to accomplish it. And I believe that because I have done it. I am a believer because I have done it, so I am an advocate for it. It's amazing how many people were in the room and they never wrote down their goals. Some of them were saying, well, I have my goals in my head mentally. But you know how often we get sidetracked by other things mentally? You know how many things come across our mind every single day mentally? So that's just what that was my thought process when she was saying this. And then some people, they didn't have any goals, or they just didn't really have the guidance, I guess, to write them down. And I've always been a writer where I'm just like, okay, I need to write this down, whether it's a to-do list, whether it's goals, whether it's whatever, I need to write it down because that's how I'm going to remember it. And I've been like that since I was a child. So it's obviously carried on with me through my adulthood. And I would say I'm pretty good at accomplishing my goals as far as I'm concerned. For instance, my vision board last year definitely accomplished that. I didn't make a vision board this year. I just did a lot of goal lists and things like that. And I've accomplished a lot of the goals that I intended on accomplishing as far as my 6-month mark. So now it's time for me to create new goals, which I will definitely be sharing with you throughout the month of July. Honestly, because I don't know exactly what else I want to accomplish. I know eventually I would like to buy a house, and I've been looking for that the past few weeks because my lease is up in October, and I'm just tired of paying rent when I could have more space and something that I can call my own. What else? That has actually been the biggest goal as of right now. So that's why I was picking up more side hustles, so I can start saving more money so I can, you know, attain the house that I want to attain. I feel like that's the major goal right now. Of course, I have smaller goals. Like, I need to get back into reading because I definitely took a break on that during, like, after I had my baby. I don't read as much as I used to. I used to read a book every day, like, going through books because I just enjoy reading, but I need to get back into that. Like, now I'll read him baby books, but not books for myself. And that's another thing that I want to get back into. What else? Those are just the two things that really I can think of right now, but I'll definitely share more with you guys throughout the time. Opening up a business, increasing my revenue, things of that nature. My birthday is coming up. I'll be 27. I'm close to 30. It's not that bad, but I'm not as excited as some people were for their 27th birthday. I don't know. I'll be where I need to be when it's time for me to be there. What's meant for me will be for me. And just remember that for yourself as well. I guess that really concludes today's episode. I didn't really have much, but your feedback and Your commentary is always greatly appreciated. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe. Let me know how I did. Follow me on social media, Gorgeous Detail. And that's all I have for you. Have a good one.